30 years ago, Icelanders drank beer legally for the first time in more than a generation. On Friday, the country celebrated the anniversary of the end of a long ban on beer. Fittingly, the celebration is called Beer Day. The drink was outlawed in Iceland for 74 years. All other alcohol remained legal, however. The beer ban finally ended on March 1, 1989. The ban was left over from the country's prohibition days, which began in 1915 after the population voted in a referendum to outlaw all alcohol. The ban partly ended just 7 years later out of economic need. Spain refused to buy Iceland's largest export, fish, unless Iceland bought Spanish wines. Prohibition ended in another national referendum in 1933 by a very small majority. In an effort to keep the peace, Iceland's parliament decided to continue to ban beer. Historian Stefan Paulsson is a beer lover who works part-time at a brewery-based school of beer. He said that back in 1933, Icelanders did not care much about beer. They drank in order to become drunk, and beer wasn't really efficient for that, Paulsson said. Alcohol abuse remains a problem in Iceland. 1 in 10 Icelandic men over the age of 15 have been to alcoholism treatment at least once, the country's leading addiction treatment center, SAA, says. Most Icelanders agree with strong government restrictions on alcohol sales to reduce alcoholism. All alcohol, including beer, is only sold at government-run stores that have high taxes. A drinker can also, of course, just go to a bar, where a pint of beer usually costs about 1,100 krona, or $9. Icelanders' opinions of beer began changing in the 1970s, when more of them started traveling to sunny European beach communities and enjoying the drink. The call for beer of their own became strong, yet even by 1988, many people were against ending the beer ban, including some politicians. Steingrimur Sigfusson is parliamentary speaker. He recalls that at the time, there was a real fear of change. Many thought hundreds of bars would open for beer drinkers and change society for the worst. Sigfusson himself voted against ending the ban. He still defends the country's restrictive alcohol policies that aim to limit alcohol abuse or underage drinking. The worst-case predictions never came true, but underage drinking did increase, he said. When the ban finally ended exactly 30 years ago, all 4 bars in Iceland's capital, Reykjavik, were full of happy drinkers. In one day, Iceland's 260,000 people bought 340,000 cans of beer at government-run alcohol stores. Hreindis Ylva was born the day the ban ended. She celebrated her 30th birthday Friday with friends in Reykjavik, but she was not drinking any beer. "The taste is not for me," Ylva said. I'm Susan Chand.